Well, it would have been some joy when the news broke yesterday for trainer Brad Widdop that they have gained a start in the Doncaster with Ice Bath, because it was a controversial omission. It would have been a roller coaster ride of a week, and Brad joins us this morning. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Michael.
Tell us, what's the week been like?
As far as Ice Bath goes, we've had a terrific week. She bounced out of the race in really good order, and I couldn't be happier with her.
I'm glad she's had a good week, but what about you and the connections with the emotions of missing out and then getting
in? Well, it probably was a bit disappointing. As you know, there's an order of entry, and it looked that we were, by all sort of speak, the jockey managers, the media, we're in the race, and the owners went there believing that we were, and then they get there and we're first and third. She got dropped 2 points. We're running fourth in a group two, being 1.3 lengths, running the fastest 600 of the race, coming from the widest gate. It was a bit of a head scratcher.
Did you get clarification as to why that was the case?
Yeah, the handicapper said that her run was below par. And he dropped it 2 points.
Yeah, tough marker.
Tough marker when they're giving the benchmarks out. So, you know, they penalised her heavily for the Golden Eagle run, and then they drop it for running fourth in the group two. Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense, you know.
Well, let's hope, Brad, that you'll be able to have the last tomorrow. Have we still got Brad there? You there, Brad?
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
Yep, you're just dipping in and out. Gate two, she likes rain-affected ground. She's racing so tremendously well. She's hitting the line in every start. What are your expectations?
Yeah, look, well, just right where she's comfortable. Hopefully she's midfield somewhere there and gets a bit of luck somewhere in the straight. I'm sure she's in the right sort of form, and I'm sure she'll be hitting the line and looking at a chance at some stage.
She was so close in the Golden Eagle, but this would be your best chance of winning a Group 1, wouldn't it, Brad?
Oh, for sure. Look, I've only had Dan Barr and her, I think, in Group 1. Look, it's nice to be in these races and have a horse like this. And, look, I think she's a solid chance. Bit of luck.
You got a couple of other runners on the day. They're both long prices. Any hope Tycoon Hallie and the Adrian Knox and Calgary Queen in the PJ Bell?
Calgary Queen will probably be scratched just from the barrier. And Tycoon Hallie, due to the stable, she settled in really well. Obviously, it's a tough assignment, her first crack at the stable, but I think next time through, she's going to be a really nice mare. If she gets a chance, I'd probably just like to ride her in that midfield as well and let her finish off. But she does seem a really nice filly for sure.
And you've got a really nice chance at Caulfield. You're bringing Switched Down, second up. Beaten at Kensington behind a pretty smart one last start, but she had good form, including a win over Lesage last time in. How does she travel down to Melbourne?
Staying at Peter Paul Snowden's, got down there really good. She's got a tremendous attitude, and I first up there didn't sort of want to give her a gut buster, so we rode her a little bit conservative, but tomorrow I'd say we'd be right there in the lead. And first time around Caulfield, but she's a front running type of horse, so hopefully she can get it, either get to the rail or outside the lead, and I'm sure I'm sure she runs well in that race, for sure.
Is that a plan to bring a few more down here to Melbourne with the different classes and the prize money on offer?
Oh, for sure. We have jobs to place our horses, and the races are there. I think Victoria created very good fares, and it's a pretty easy trip now. Like, they get on the flight, they're there in 10 hours, and fantastic set up there in Flemington, and obviously, it's great racing down there, and good to be part of it.
Well, Brad, we wish you all the best. It could be a huge day for you and the team, especially in the Doncaster, and you've got a very nice chance at Caulfield. Good luck.
Thanks, Michael.
Brad Widdop.